This is Lydia Johnson, joined by our newly elected Grant Norfleet. And Grant, they just called your name on stage. What does that feel like?
It was crazy. I think I, you know, blacked out, tackled Jessica Herr really quick, and then ran on stage to hug my teammates. And so it's mind-boggling. I can't describe it. I don't think it's set in yet. I don't know if it ever will for a hot second, but that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Has being a national officer always been one of your goals?
It actually has. So before I left for national office, I looked back at my home chapter jacket, and I'm a big collector of like things in my pockets. And silly little Grant freshman year at, you know, our freshman Green Hand conference that Missouri hosts, I wrote on one of my goal sheets to become a national officer just because I had to fill the spot. I didn't know it actually happened, but it was actually kind of a full circle moment to see that, you know, freshman Grant, you know, way back when, January 2018, I guess, said that he wanted to be a national officer, and here I am.
Wow. So as you look ahead for the year, what are some of your goals and things you're looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to not only meeting with members, but also pouring into those folks that, you know, get to experience and impact members every single day. As a national officer, I may only get an hour with students a week, you know, only 10 minutes in front of 10,000 of them at a state convention. And I know that my time impacting them is limited. But when we can pour into those alumni, those supporters, those industry advocates, but also especially those agricultural educators, pour into them to make sure that they're supported as well. That's how we can help create a more sustained system to help students feel supported and motivated to continue within our program.
How did you prepare to run for national office?
I did a lot of work with my mentors. I used a lot of faculty on staff and at campus on the University of Missouri, getting to, you know, pick the brains of these very intelligent folks in their sector of agriculture, getting to learn about those agricultural issues. But one of my favorite parts was really actually going into doing different chapter visits with different students, getting to speak with students one-on-one, seeing what they liked and didn't quite like about our organization and what they'd want to do to change it to help make their experience a little bit better. So getting to, you know, bring their ideas to light is something I'm looking forward to this year.
So with those ideas that the students shared with you, what do you hope to bring to the organization this year?
I'm really looking forward to just celebrating others and bringing forth that sense of celebration. How can we, you know, better connect as an organization, create a sense of community amongst all 945,988 of us before we reach that millionth membership? Because there's a lot of us, and I think at the end of the day, what ties us all together is agriculture and this blue corduroy jacket. So what are things that we can better do as our organization to make sure students are connected, they feel celebrated, and they feel like they're home in our organization?
Tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up and what's all been a part of your FFA journey?
I am from Mexico, Missouri in Northeast Missouri, so about 45 minutes from Columbia. Currently a senior at the University of Missouri studying agricultural education and leadership with the hopes to go into non-formal education, program and curriculum development. On our family farm, we raise beef cattle with a cow-calf operation, grow corn and soybeans, and I grew up in the show ring with my little brother showing beef cattle all through the state, local, and county level as well.
Is there anyone that you'd like to thank that's helped you get to this point?
Of course, I want to thank my parents and my little brother, Jack, for supporting me. But I also want to thank one of my biggest mentors, Paxson Dahmer, for pouring into me, believing in me when I didn't believe in myself. And I also want to thank Missouri FFA state staff for all their love and support along the way as well.
And there's thousands of FFA members that just watched you get elected that will be watching you throughout the year. What's the message that you want them to know about all the things that they can do during their time in FFA?
I want them to live life authentically and jump into FFA head first and, you know, not be afraid to make mistakes. I'm a recovering perfectionist, and FFA taught me I'm anything but perfect. And so I would encourage you to try something new, talk to somebody you haven't talked to before, because it might just change your life. It might just change the trajectory of your experience in the blue jacket.
And Grant, you mentioned that you keep some special things in your jacket. What are some of those things tucked in your pockets?
Yeah, so I like to say my FFA jacket is kind of like a Mary Poppins bag. You never know what's going to pull out of it. But some things that I carry with me every single day are when I had my first ever meeting and conference as a state FFA officer, our state advisor gave us a domino. And that the domino is we are the one push that an FFA member might need to go make impacts on other people. So I carry a domino with me to remind myself of I can just make that one impact, inspire that one FFA member to do one big thing, and they can go impact the star domino effect within their lives. I also keep a really important letter from me from a really close friend and dear mentor. And then I also just, you know, keep the things you might need, you know, chapstick and other such. It's very much a Mary Poppins bag. You need tissue? I've got it. You need a mask? I've got it. You need chapstick? I've got it. It's in my bag. It's in the inner pockets of my FFA jacket. And it makes me a little frumpy sometimes, but it's okay. I don't like to be prepared.
Well, Grant, congratulations and best of luck in the upcoming year.
Thank you, Lydia. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
For National FFA, I'm Lydia Johnson.